Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Tom Hill. We'll start with the news with defender Eric Garcia. And the defender reported the offer to take a pay cut in order to boost his chances of a transfer to Barcelona. Having rejected the chance to sign a new contract at the Etihad Stadium, Garcia effectively became available ahead of the end of the summer window. Barcelona ultimately failed to re-sign a player who has spent time in the academy set up at Camp Nou. Reports in Spain suggest that the centre-back was prepared to lower his wage demands to improve his chances of a reunion. While the 19-year-old will now compete with Ruben Dias and Emerick Laporte at centre-half, he's signed for the club in January. Once his contract has 6 months remaining on it. Doesn't it look like he's going to stay put at City, and that the club are still looking to try and, of course, tempt him. But for now, it appears that the deals are over with. Ferran Soriano has become the latest figure at Man City to hit out at the decision to reduce the number of subs allowed in the Premier League. When football returned after a period of 3 months off, the number of subs were increased. However, despite the Blues being in favour of keeping that measure for the 2020-21 season, there was not 14 votes required and it was reverted back to its original rule. Pep Guardiola's blasted decision at the time, as the club chief executive, has also spoken strongly now. So there's a real problem with too many games being played by clubs in the Premier League. Some games need to be played when we want them to be played because they excite fans and generate revenue. Some other games don't add value and put the players at risk. The welfare of players has been a problem before COVID. Now it is an extreme problem, he said. Into other news, with the pursuit of a AC Milan target, and AC Milan fought off competition from Man City in order to sign Jens Petter Hauge from Broda Glimt. It has been revealed. Reports claim that Milan had to try and tempt him to join the club on a contract until 2025 because of a late bid from City. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.